producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
She's a TV star, a Broadway star, a best-selling author, a wife, and a mom. She's gifted with the memory of a superhero and the energy of a teenager. Now, here's Mary Lou Henner.
I'm Mary Lou, and I'm so glad you're here. And you're going to be glad because not only do we have Ari Gross in studio, you know him, of course, playing Dr. Perlmutter on a Castle. He's so fabulous. But also he's going to be in Uncle Vanya, which we'll be talking about, and you probably know him from so many other things. And also Frankie Avalon's going to be on the show. How fun is that? Teen Angel from Greece, but a huge career for so many years, so many great songs, so many Hall of Famer things. And he's got a new cookbook all about his fabulous Italian cooking for his family. 8 children. One wife for 50 years.
And the best hairline.
And the best. Yes. And he's got 8 kids, 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
And same wife for 50 years. They both look amazing. So, you know, that's really cool. I love him. He's great. Okay. Pan, we talked about it. Gray Drake told us last week.
Our resident critic.
Resident critic from Rotten Tomatoes. It bombed this weekend. I mean, this is a big bomb. $150 million to make. It made $15.5 million in the weekend. They thought, oh, well, maybe we'll get it for early foreign, a foreign total. Made $11 million.
He's not flying anymore. Pan's been grounded.
See, I think it's a great story, but maybe people are just kind of sick of Peter Pan. And who wants to spend that much money on CGI these days? You know,
I thought that's all they do now.
Yeah, they do. They spend a lot. The Martian doing very well. It only dropped 32% in its second week, which is very little. Usually they, you know, most movies drop about 45%, 50%, but it's doing well. And so is Hotel Transylvania. And I'm excited because I haven't seen it yet, but The Intern.
Anti-Gravity must be very in right now. Pan, Martian, Dracula, they're all flying around.
I know.
It's like when the vampires, vampires are always big.
Vampires are always big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vampires are always big for sure. But poor little Pan. I feel bad anytime Hugh Jackman doesn't do well because I just love him and he's so nice.
They have a great cast. It is a little surprising it didn't do better.
I know. Well, I think there was some controversy about it.
Right.
I don't know. I think that there's, Okay, here's controversy. You know, there's so much in the news these days, more shootings. It's just horrible on campuses. What do people do? It's still hazy about what you're supposed to do and whether or not your school has some kind of surefire system for getting you information so you know what to do. Because people don't know if they're supposed to run, hide or fight back. It's terrible. When my kids ended up in a lockdown because there was a shooter, not at their school, but just down the street at a this kind of a love crime, somebody showed up at his girlfriend's work and caused trouble and, you know, shot somebody and a whole thing like that. But it was enough down the street that you don't know if the police are going to come after the guy and he's going to all of a sudden run on the campus. I mean, it was close enough. It's like super walking distance. So they had a whole policy where doors were locked, kids were in lockdown, you know, no one was allowed on the campus and things like that. But, you know, you don't know if somebody is on the premises what to do. So I guess the most important thing to do is to find out what is your school's policy for both the students and the parents. You know, what is the policy? How do they let people know? They said that they're doing it mostly through text messages, social media, and a technology that can remotely take over computers tied to campus service, which is how they did it at my boys' school.
Scary times.
The computers lit up, and that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, at UCLA, we would get, you know, text messages whenever we would get alerts of anything going on. I mean, thank God nothing happened, but for any warnings or whatever, we would get text messages.
Right. Yeah, I mean, every year they should probably update. Mm-hmm. It's Monday, so that means we're going to give you a little meatless Monday, a little memory Monday up next. But there, can you believe they have figured out how much money vegetarians save each year? So just figure it out. Just, you know, based on what I'm saying, even if you just do a meatless Monday, you can save some money. Now, here's how much they figured it out. How much they, okay, so vegetarians save $750 more than meat eaters per year. Per year.
Just the phone bill alone, because you no longer have friends to call.
That's not true. Come on. No, and this is just, they did a whole thing. They went on the cheapest brands available at the grocery store chain Stop and Shop. The plans both totaled 2,000 calories each day. They wanted to make it really a level playing field. And they found out that the vegetarian diet had better, you know, more vegetables, et cetera, et cetera. And this is even with the vegetarian diet, they let them use olive oil, mm-hmm. you know, extra virgin olive oil, whereas the other people use cheaper canola oil. So it wasn't about that. They even, like, upped the ante a little bit. And what they found out is that, you know, they recommended
canola.
canola
oil.
From a plant.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Olives, so. I know.
Yeah.
I've been drinking martinis for years, so I know that one.
So you know that one. Yeah. With the little pimento inside.
Yeah. I like those.
Yeah.
I always ask for three.
Ask for three?
That's my tip. That's my health tip for the day.
Get some of your olive oil in the form of an olive.
Exactly.
An extra olive per, you know.
It absorbs the alcohol.
It does. It does. Yeah. Actually, that's why they do that, you know. That's why they put salty nuts and olives in your drinks, because then you feel like, oh, I don't even have a buzz. Let me order another $10 top shelf, whatever. Actually, top shelf's probably even more. Okay, Memory Monday is next. How is it best to remember information you're given, including names? You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show. I'm Mary Lou.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Thinking about switching to LED bulbs? There's never been a better time, because this Friday through Sunday, it's Ace's biggest ever buy two, get one free LED sale. Buy any two select LED bulbs and get one free. Hurry in to mix and match from our best-selling, longest-lasting LED bulbs and save on your energy costs. Only at Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buy two select 5 LED bulbs, get one of equal or lesser value free. While supplies last, store stock only at participating stores October 16th through the 18th. See store for details.
Turn Sunday into Sausage Sunday by swapping Johnsonville sausage into your everyday recipes. Old classics will become new favorites so quickly, you might try swapping out other things, like your loud uncle.
Come on!
For some potted plants that sound like this. Head to the store and pick up ingredients for spaghetti with meat sauce. And by meat, we mean Johnsonville sausage. It will bring family together on Sausage Sunday, something those potted plants could only dream of doing. Johnsonville, the official sausage of Sausage Sunday. Find everything you need at Johnsonville.com.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Now, there are an awful lot of lunch options available to you, the American workforce. But do not settle for some hamburger. Get your hands on my $5 fill-up, friend. It is a delicious bounty of lunchtime abundance. KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Drum thigh side cookie medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to the Mary Lou Henner Show. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Mary Lou Show. Now, here's Mary Lou.
Don't forget, Ari Gross is going to be here in studio. He plays Sidney Perlmutter on the fabulous show Castle. I'm sure you recognize him from that and so many other things, and he is such a theater guy. So he's going to be talking to us about what he's doing in the theater, as in Uncle Vanya. Okay. Today's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Memory Monday. Monday.
Do you remember?
Memory Monday.
Okay, we're going to have to remember the cue for that. That's going to be our next trick. All right, so it's Memory Monday. We always like to do a little memory trick for Mondays. And here's something they have now scientifically proven that there are ways to best remember. Okay, so Lauren, I don't know if you like saw this study, but you tell me. No. All right, so they had, what do you think? They had people, you'll love this, because they had participants in the study.
Nude people?
No.
Oh. I'm trying to think of what would help me remember. No,
white noise in their ears.
Oh.
Okay, so they had white noise, so they couldn't hear themselves. So it wasn't about saying things. Okay, so what they did, there was no auditory feedback. They couldn't hear their own voices. And there were four experiments involving somebody saying words. All right, so they repeated in their head. They repeated silently while moving their lips. They repeated out loud while looking at a screen. And they repeated out loud while looking at someone else, addressing somebody else. So imagine this.
So complicated. How did they figure out?
No, there are four different study groups.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had them all figured out. All right, so they had that all, you know, they were told a word or a phrase or a name. They thought it. They said it out silently while moving their lips, repeated it out loud while looking at something, or repeated it out loud while looking at another human being. Okay, so what do you think? What group?
The human being. I know this from other studies. Without even having to check this, it's when you have another person involved that you have to report to, people do different things. They're more responsive to whatever the activity is.
Yes.
That's why teachers will never be obsolete. Teachers cannot be replaced by videos. You can't teach children without having that personal communication.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly true.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
They could have called me and saved a lot of money.
But that's what they did. This is a new study published in Consciousness and Cognition. They decided that they would, you know, try this, and it was so much easier when people remembered more when they repeated it in front of someone. And they didn't even have to hear their own voices. But that what part of the study says that the repetition, not only dealing with another human being within the study, but also saying it to themselves, saying the words, also create, even though they couldn't hear it, it still created vibrations and their ability to, because even if they thought about it with somebody else in the room, it wasn't the same thing.
You know the study where people are brought into a room where they have to give an electric shock to somebody who gets wrong answers in the other room?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they have a voice telling them to continue the study, keep giving them the shock, continue on, if it's from a speaker telling them to do it, they won't continue at a certain point. But if there's a man in the room or a woman in the room with them saying, no, you must continue the study. You must continue.
So the person's not getting the shock. Just so we're
no, somebody in another room.
Yeah.
Somebody in another room. A voice of a person who has a heart condition, actually, is actually what they did. It's amazing how many people continue doing it because that person next to them has a very strong influence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the closer the person sits to them, the more likely they will continue. The further away the person is, and when they're really remote, like on a speaker, they don't continue the study. It just shows you how a person's presence has a great influence on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
It helps us remember. It helps us do things that are really horrible to other people.
Yes.
It's very strong.
Well, yeah, but think about the incredible connection you have with your parents when you're first born. It's like we are motivated to be with people, and we are influenced in a very strong way because that's who we learn from. That's who feeds us. That's who takes care of us. So we have these very strong, you know, personal connections to human beings.
I think it's biology.
Totally.
I've raised several animals where they were nearly infant animals, and I would have to, I learned how to do this. You fashion a box, stick a hole in it so that you can put your hand in there and the animal can sleep on your hand at night. If you don't have
from
a hand.
From the beginning.
From the very beginning.
Yeah,
if you don't have
forever.
Your hand in there. Well, my cat's now 14 and he still has to sleep.
No,
but in the beginning, they need that body, that warmth, they mm-hmm. need that. And I don't think it works with a lamp. I think you need to have, like, actual live animal, you know, contact for them.
Skin,
it's important. It's what we are. It's what defines us.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Okay, so now if you are trying to remember somebody's name, you can not only say, okay, I'm going to look at that person, I'm going to repeat their name, I really do believe, because these are my theories about memory, since I have an unusual one, I really do believe that everyone, and I've said this before, everyone is a sight, sound, touch, taste, or smell person. Everyone has some dominant sense that is that helps them remember, that helps them receive, retain, and then retrieve memories. And I really do believe when you're learning somebody's name, tie them to your dominant sense. Associate them with a song, a smell, a touch, a visual, what did I leave out? Sight, sound, touch, smell. Yeah, smell, sight, sound, touch.
What are you, Aaliyah?
I was just trying to think of what I would be. I don't know.
Visual. Well, you're a singer, so maybe you're auditory.
Yeah, I remember everything I hear, so
yeah,
that's probably
no,
it.
Then that's it. You're an auditory person. So what you should probably do is when you learn a name, associate that person with a song. Associate them with either a sound or a song or whatever. That's a really powerful memory tool. You should repeat their name, of course, because obviously that helps. But I think you have to go beyond that, and you have to associate them with something that helps you remember.
What about adrenaline? I thought adrenaline's the big thing.
Well, adrenaline helps all of us remember. Adrenaline, you know, you remember the highs and lows of your life. You know, you remember the great times with somebody or the really horrible times that you may have been embarrassed in school or a bad breakup or something. You know, memories tied to adrenaline. But I'm saying in those ordinary experiences that we have, you're not always going to have adrenaline when you're meeting somebody's name.
I always learn new names when I'm bungee jumping. And that works for me.
Associate. Well, that's because you're a toucher, so your sense of touch.
Did you hear that? Aaliyah, so I'm a toucher.
Oh, my God. You too. Not you too. You, Lauren.
See what you've got going here.
Oh, my gosh.
Good thing we're on the radio. Because okay. Aaliyah's blushing color. We didn't even need
makeup. I'm already red. It's fine.
Yes, I know. That's true. That's true. But, you know, you should definitely either tie, you know, now she'll remember how you embarrassed her on.
Again.
Again. Oh, once again. It doesn't matter. Okay. Last week we were talking about the nutritional guidelines. It continues. And what's so funny is you really recognize how agriculture controls our nutritional guidelines, because the people that were most upset were the ones that were taking umbrage with the fact that the new guidelines are talking about sustainability. And if our agriculture people do not have sustainability sort of built into the way they are tilling the soil and, you know, bringing the agriculture to fruition, then what, or vegetableition, or whatever you call it.
That's the right word.
That's the right word. Then they were like, well, no, we don't want to, you know, no, I don't know about, yeah, it's so funny. They were like very upset about the sustainability thing.
Sustainability as far as what the land will produce over the years, or their income, or they're more worried about their...
They're more worried about their income. So yeah. Their agricultural concerns and their issues with the new guidelines have to do with the fact that maybe their departments are not, you know, the farms that they're responsible for. The senators and the congressmen who were weighing in on the nutritional guidelines, the ones that were most nervous about the agriculture in their district, let's say, if they weren't doing sustainable practices, then they were like, well, let's not go so far with the sustainability thing. Isn't that something?
Mm.
I know. And what's funny is that somebody brought up the whole idea about, you know, alcohol. They wanted to know, oh, well, like what you were recommending in 2010, can we still do this in 2015? Because they were saying, you know, men, it was okay for them to have two drinks daily, women, one drink daily.
And what, they're changing it?
That's exactly their reaction. Yeah. What, they're changing it? No, they said that those alcoholic guidelines stayed the same.
Yeah. God.
Yes.
They haven't increased it a little, maybe?
No, it's really funny.
Where's the funding for that?
Yeah, and it says the committee concluded, this is from 4,000 scientific studies. I told you, it started with the 50 people who came in and talked, and then it went through 4,000 studies. It took them over a year and a half. They went through so many things, and they said the committee concluded as well, plant-based diets are preferable to diets high in animal meats. So some of the animal people are also upset about that. But you see, it's all special interest agricultural groups, and, you know, the Congress guys are saying like, oh, well, not so fast with this sustainability and plant-based stuff, because we have cows and pigs and lambs and...
Are you a Congress guy?
Yeah, that's how they all talk. Okay, Ari Gross is next. Woohoo! So excited. In studio, talking about his latest project, and of course, Castle.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bella Wood. Save 20% on stylish Woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality Dream Home laminates with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Typhon. Go to LumberLiquidators.com/Sweepstakes for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Geico, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the Geico mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward-thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
She's the one person who'll never forget your birthday. Here's Mary Lou Henner.
Oh, I'm so excited because we have a guest. I've been a fan of his for a long time, but we really don't know each other. So I'm thrilled that you came in the studio because there's nothing like talking to somebody face to face, especially looking at such a handsome face.
Oh, my goodness.
You recognize him, of course, from Castle, playing Sidney Perlmutter, and so many other things, including The Experts with John Travolta and so many other things.
Yeah, that's
You're right,
right
where they fell in love. I know. It's so great. And just all of great movies that you've done over the years, and now playing Uncle Vanya at Antius Theater. Please welcome give a warm Mary Lou Henner Show welcome to the fabulous Ari Gross.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, being, I like the beard. It's the Uncle Vanya beard.
It is the Uncle Vanya beard. It's now actually the Sydney Pearl Mutter beard on Castle as well.
Yes. Do they make any kind of comment about
They've made a lot of comments.
They did.
Full hipster. You're going full hipster now. There were some remarks about artisanal pickles, you know.
Things like that. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny because, you know, when you do a show, especially a sitcom, because you get like 4 or 5 months off and you get don't get as much time when you do a dramatic series, yeah. All the guys grow beards. You know, it's like the hiatus beard.
That's right.
That's
right.
The look.
Yeah.
And then there's always like a shaving or something.
This Vanya's been in the works for about a year.
Oh, so you knew.
Yeah, that's right. And Vanya has to have a beard.
It's part of the look. Tell us about this production, because this is an unusual. I loved reading about it, and I'm definitely going to go and see it. They did something very unusual with this production.
Well, we are doing the West Coast premiere of Annie Baker's adaptation. Annie Baker has she just won the Pulitzer for The Fleck that's in New York right now.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of years ago, she did this adaptation of Uncle Vanya. The language is very colloquial. It sounds like modern American contemporary language.
Right.
Her goal was to make the place sound to contemporary audiences the way it sounded to audiences who were Chekhov's contemporaries in the 1890s. So it's very, very fresh. And in fact,
Can you give us an example? Can you do an example of what it might, you know, because when people think of Uncle Vanya, they think like, oh my God, it's going to be a little heavy or very Russian, et cetera.
Well,
and there's still the turmoil, of course.
That's right.
The story's the story. But can you give us like a comparison, a little bit of what something that you guys do on stage that's different?
Yeah. I'll just give you an idea of the language. There are other, translations where the doctor will say, you know, I've become a crackle brain. You spend time with crackle brains and this means nothing to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she found that the closest contemporary word to the Russian word Chekhov used is creep.
Oh.
You spend time with a bunch of creeps.
Oh.
You start feeling like a creep yourself, and little by little, you realize you are a creep.
Right. So people, you know, don't have to be going like, well, what's a crack?
Yeah, what is
that? They don't have to do the translating in their own
head. Right. And so many of the translations were done by English playwrights and English academics that the plays would sound Victorian to us rather than Russian and passionate.
And peasant and, you know.
Yeah.
Or...
So, but the concerns in the plays are absolutely of the moment. One of the characters, Astrov, is passionately concerned about the fact that the Russian forests are being cut down and it's changing the weather.
Wow.
You know, and people are despoiling nature and animals are going extinct, et cetera, et cetera. And these were concerns 130 years ago that he had when he wrote the play.
That's great. Yeah. You've done so much theater. I mean, I was just looking through your credits. I mean, you've done, you know, so it was your first love, obviously.
When I started out, I didn't know about film and television. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles and I knew people who were, you know, her parents were somehow involved in it, but I didn't see any pathway to it.
But
I knew I wanted to be. I wanted to act. I wanted to be in plays.
But as the son of an aerospace engineer, you probably didn't get exposed. Because I thought, oh, I love to find out where people have come from, and I thought, oh my gosh, so you're this little theater guy in the middle of.
But my dad didn't take me to Lockheed.
Right.
My parents they would go to the theater.
Oh.
And, you know, they weren't Mr. and Mrs. First Nighter or anything.
Right.
But, you know, they were interested in seeing plays. They were interested in seeing music, going to the Hollywood Bowl, and we'd see Harry Belafonte.
No. Like,
you know.
Because you're from here, from Los Angeles.
That's right. Correct. And, you know, also back then when I was in public school, there was arts education that was part of the curriculum, and you would go
and gym. You know, there was like physical education and art education and music.
Absolutely,
right.
And you have to learn these things young. There's all kinds of research. You know, foundations that want to support arts groups
Sure.
find that if kids don't aren't exposed to theater, dance, ballet, symphonies, etc., by the time they're 9 or 10, it's very unlikely, unless they become a musician or a dancer or an actor, that they'll ever go as a patron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it won't occur to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's great. So what did your parents say? I mean, did you go to, I know you went to UC
Irvine. They thought I was crazy. They thought I bumped my head. Yeah.
I can imagine. Did they want you to be an academic?
Well, you know.
You look smart, so I know you were an academic.
Because that looks, that's all you need, right? I think they wanted me to do something where I would make a living and be able to mm-hmm. make a living wherever I went. And I went to UC Irvine. We were just talking about that a minute ago. And,
right.
I was there for about 10 minutes and in a play. And Lee Shalit Shemmel, who's very wonderful, wonderful director, ran a conservatory program there back then.
Mm-hmm.
Came and spoke to the cast of the play I was in, saying, if you ever want professional training. I thought she was talking only to me, despite the fact that I had one line in the play.
What play was it? Do you remember?
Pirandello's Enrico IV.
Uh-huh.
And I went back to my dorm room that night, and I wrote a letter to my parents saying, I've just been scouted by the casting director from a major theater, and I'm going to see her when school's over, and I'm going to get training there and get my equity card at that theater and be an actor. Like, it just...
Don't you feel like...
And that's exactly what I did.
I know. Yeah. But that's because no one told you you couldn't, and you didn't even know. Sometimes ignorance is bliss, and you just have those blinders on, and you just move forward.
That's right.
You don't let anybody talk you out of it, because it's like, no, she was talking to me.
Right. You really do have to have that... I mean, you do have to. I'm unbelievably fortunate that I was able to see that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know a lot of people who don't really know what their thing is.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. What would you have done, like, when you were little, before you were exposed to all this? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a kid who stayed in his room and read.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Yeah, you're educated. I mean,
yeah,
right.
A reader. That makes a big, big difference. Okay, we've got to talk about Castle and find out what's going on. I mean, you guys are, what, in your seventh, eighth year?
Yes. Right,
wow.
Seventh. I think it's eight.
Wow.
We're eighth year. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It's such a great show. I mean,
Thank you.
A great show. And the chemistry between the two of them is ridiculous.
It's wonderful. And they're great, lovely people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everybody else.
So nice.
Susan Sullivan.
All of them.
John Huertas, Seamus Dever. I mean, I love the whole group.
It's like
group
you're winning an award. You're getting everybody's name.
Oh, that's great.
No, but we'll talk about a little bit about Castle and more about Uncle Vanya, because I can't believe you have two actors playing each character.
Oh, yeah.
That is the coolest. Okay, so more with Ari Gross. I'm so excited that he is here. Of course, Sidney Perlmutter on Castle, and now playing Uncle Vanya at the Antius Theater. You're listening to The Mary Lou Henner Show.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-240-7992. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-240-7992. That's 1-800-240-7992. One more time, ready? 800-240-7992.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Mary Lou Henner 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3714. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3714. Now you can listen to Mary Lou Henner when you want. Bookmark the Mary Lou Henner 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3714. Got it? Call 605-477-3714.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, that's obviously the theme music to the fabulous In Its 8-Year series, Castle. And we are talking to Ari Gross, who plays Sidney Perlmutter, a medical examiner.
That's correct. Not coroner. He's actually a doctor.
Yeah. So I said you were Dr. Perlmutter. That's so cool. And I can always tell when people like their show when they from their face when they we play the theme music.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like beaming, like, oh, yeah, I like my people.
I do. I love them. It's crazy, but...
It's so good.
I love that show and I love that group.
Yeah. Were you surprised that it was, because you were on from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So were you surprised that it was as big a hit, or did you feel like, wow, that we're onto something special because of the chemistry? Well, first of all, Nathan is hilarious.
He is.
And one of the nicest people ever.
Absolutely.
I've met him a few times. And she is not only my looks idol, but, you know, and everyone's looks idol. But there's something smoky about her. So there's some yin and yang that they have that really works.
They have great chemistry. She's beautiful, and she's a beautiful person. You know, she's very socially active, very interested in environmental issues, pedestrian and bicycle safety issues and stuff like that. You know, she's great.
They're
a wonderful group.
Now, how much research? Well, I guess it's that UC Irvine background and your father, you know, being an academic in a way. Do you like playing characters that are? See, you get smart for free.
That's right, because a major delight of what I do is that I get to research everything that I'm doing. So with Perlmutter, you know, that leads me to the fact that there was a guy named Charles Norris who was the first medical examiner ever in New York State, because he was the guy who said, no, you can't just have a coroner be an appointed position.
Right.
You should actually, it'd be important to find out why people are dying.
Yeah.
And he wound up being one of the people who ended Prohibition, because you realize the U.S. government, in trying to make alcohol undrinkable, was making it lethal.
Oh.
And you're saying you're killing people. You have to stop because in order to make alcohol undrinkable, it's not stopping people from drinking, and so they're dying.
Right. I see.
And he charged the U.S. government with murder.
Oh,
I mean, and this
that's
is,
a great story.
Right, and I found this in the Poisoner's Handbook, which is the story about the first medical examiners.
That's so cool. But don't you love that? That's the
I
best
do.
Part of
I
being an actor.
I love all of it. It's all the detail. It's all this texture.
Yeah, because the audience might not know that you've got, but you know it, and it informs your performance.
Absolutely.
And you just say your lines, not only understanding what they mean, but also you say them with confidence.
That's right. Well, part of the thing is, when they put medical jargon or scientific jargon in the text, in mm-hmm. Castle, you know, you have to learn it and you have to know what you're talking about. Otherwise, it's just a matter of stringing together syllables.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad translation, like
that's
you're
right.
singing opera and you don't know what the words really mean in Italian.
Right,
you know,
right.
Things
right.
like that. No, but it's the academic in you, I'm sure, that really, like, you know, loves all that. Did you ever play a really dumb character?
No, even if I played brain damaged, barely functioning characters, they thought they were smart, or they were trying really hard to be smart.
Because when you think about what you get, I always talk about what actors get for free. You know, you get that for free.
Right.
You can tell your education and everything else.
Well, you know, where I'm doing Uncle Vanya, the Antius company. Mm-hmm. For many years, we were kind of a study group. The actors who had been trained in the classics, working in film and television and theater, but wanting to take a look at the Greek tragedies, or look at Shaw, look at Shakespeare, Chekhov, etc.
Yeah, why have they lasted so long? Right.
Right. But they're not necessarily produced all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we would get together and we'd read and discuss and delve into them and look into the histories and read Shakespeare's Troilus and Cressida, and somebody would bring in the Iliad and we'd look for references in that. And a few years ago, we started producing again.
Uh-huh.
And Uncle Vanya is part of this, the last show of this season, and we'll do five shows next year.
Wow. So the company's really growing, and I can see all the things that you have. And we're going to have links up at MaryLouShow.com.
Fantastic.
How people might be able to get involved, because you're moving into a new theater that's actually two theaters.
That's right. Two theaters,
right.
A library space, rehearsal space in the middle of the Arts and Entertainment District in Glendale,
right
across from the Americana.
Yeah.
And we're incredibly excited. Yeah.
Oh, I could tell.
Yeah.
Now, tell me something about this production, because you have two actors playing the same part.
So what we realized many years ago is that in order for actors who work in film and television to be able to commit to doing a run of a play, they also have to know that if work comes up, or if they have a pre-existing commitment to another show, but they don't necessarily know what the schedule is, they'll know that if they have to miss a Friday night performance, that it's covered. And rather than have an understudy situation and have audiences sometimes chagrined that the person they were coming to see isn't there, we dual cast every role. Everybody rehearses together. I'm sharing the role with the fantastic Don McManus.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful actor, and he's been stealing jobs from me for 30 years.
Well, those guys, it's like you see the same people in waiting rooms all the time.
That's right.
And then you, after a while, you just become your buddies. You know, because you're survivors, it's like, hey, we're still doing this.
That's right. And we attend the same rehearsals, and he's up working, and I think, oh, that's, I wouldn't do it. Oh, I wouldn't do that, but I'm going to steal that.
And it's all, everybody just does it.
Right, yeah. And vice versa. And then we split into sort of, you know, the red team and the blue team.
Sure.
And then we have a few performances each week that are various shades of purple.
It has nothing to do with Republicans or, you know, Democrats.
Absolutely not.
Right.
No, I think we used terms that are referenced in the play. So we're mermaids, vixens, and madmen in this one.
Right.
So you can go back and see this play three times with a different cast each time.
Sure, more than that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's because it's like a nice long healthy run. It's great because so everybody gets their turn.
Everybody gets their turn. We work with each other and we learn from each other and then another thing that we do at the theater is we take what we've learned about the plays and we bring it back out to schools
which is great. Yeah. Now, of all the parts that you've played, and I know that I've got this huge list, movies and television, of course, and theater. Is there one that you say, oh my gosh, this is so me that it was easier? Maybe sometimes that's more difficult. And then the one that you think is like, oh my God, that's nothing like me. It took a lot of work, but I loved it. Do you have one?
When I'm starting out work on the play or the movie, it's always, this is so far away from me.
Right.
And by the time I'm into it, it's like, this is absolutely me.
Yeah, because it's like,
I am so Uncle Vanya, I can't
it's funny, you find that Venn diagram, you know, the circle that you are and the circle that the characters in pretty soon, they blend and you find all those things that are
right, because you start, with great material, you find yourself, you're bringing your experience and you start to realize, Chekhov, for instance.
Sure.
You know, the things he is writing about everybody, you know, I could be anybody in the play.
Yeah. Because it's the human condition, and there's so many different psychological, connections to every single thing.
Yeah, and it's all this real stuff.
Is there one particular author that you playwright that you particularly feel like, you know, how some, Joe Montana was here, and we were talking about his relationship with David Mamet, and I just wondered if you felt like, oh, this guy writes.
Off the top of my head, I'd say Donald Margulies and Anton Chekhov.
Oh.
And, you know, those two would take me, me out for the rest of the run. I'd be fine.
It's so great having you here. I'm
such a
fan of yours. It's so great to, hang out with you face to face. I'm thrilled that you came into the studio.
Thank you.
Be sure to check it out at the Antius Theater, Ari Gross, now starring in Uncle Vanya through December 6th.
That's right. You can go to antius.org for tickets and to check out our Play On campaign. For our new home in Glendale.
Yeah. And if you're driving and you can't get to there right away, you can go to MaryLouShow.com. We have all of his information there, and plus a great picture of him and his, credits, etc. And, of course, watch Castle, now in its 8th season. How fabulous is that? Where he plays Dr. Sidney Frohmunter.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Ari Gross!
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.